Well, the political fallout from Labor's national conference over the weekend continues to reverberate in a couple of areas. Liberal MPs now saying the Prime Minister is off the hook when it comes to a push for a conscience vote on marriage equality. And on the renewable energy front, Tony Abbott is stepping up the attack on Labor's goal to have 50% of Australia's electricity generated by renewables by 2030. Tony Abbott said it's, quote, a truly bizarre decision that will cost consumers dearly.
Now, this constitutes a massive, absolutely massive hit on consumers and on jobs, because to move to 50% renewables by 2030 will mean a massive bill, perhaps $60 billion or more, that will have to be carried by the consumers of Australia.
Perhaps $60 billion or more in what the PM is dubbing Labor's electricity tax scam. Just another scare campaign, according to Bill Shorten.
The Prime Minister just makes up numbers to scare people. He has no evidence or science. We all know that Mr. Abbott is desperate not to draw attention to his own lack of plans for the future.
That's Bill Shorten. Financial Review's Phil Currie joins us. Hello, Phil.
Morning, friend. How are you doing?
Well, thank you, Phil. We heard the PM saying Labor's clean energy goal would be a massive hit on consumers and jobs. Turns out that figure, $60 billion, is from some modelling by consultants Acil Allen that put the price of 50% renewables at $65 billion. 11,000 additional wind turbines would be needed if that would be the cost of that. But that's a capital cost, yep. Certainly not a cost to consumers. What happened to the PM's plea last week that we have started having conversations, not scare campaigns?
Oh, it lasted about 4 days, I guess, Fran, didn't it? I guess the coalition has formed on climate change when it comes to scare campaign, if you like. It worked. It worked magnificently for them in the run-up to the last election, and so they've just dusted it off on the back of Labor's announcement that they would have an expanded renewable target and a low-cost emissions trading scheme, you know, riding shotgun with it. So, they're triple whammies and double whammies, and what was it, something carbon tax... ETS yesterday was an enormous tax scare or something like that. So
Electricity tax scam.
That's the one, yes. we'll hear variants of that, I'm sure, over the next few months.
Now, Labor's come out with that 50% renewable target by 2030. It's not a target, it's a goal. Mm. And, you know, they know renewable energy is popular in the community. But one thing that makes something unpopular is if consumers think they're going to have to carry a huge cost, Labor can't answer those questions. They don't have the modelling yet. Mm. But Malcolm Turnbull did tell us yesterday, reminded us yesterday, really brought us back to reality, to a sense that all low emissions policies have a cost to taxpayers. And if you think about it, direct action, which is the government's plan, that's a direct cost to taxpayers.
That's right. He sort of muddied the waters, muddied the attack lines, if you like. He said, well, it's an ETS, a trading scheme, renewable energy, or indeed regulation and elements of the coalition's own direct action policy involve regulation. So didn't help the cause, I guess. We had Joel Fitzgibbon from Labor on the weekend, I call it a tax, if you like, on the ETS after Bill Shorten stressed it's not a tax. So I think this is silly semantics, and it's probably best we dispense with it and acknowledge what's going on. And Turnbull cut through that yesterday. But it is, look with Labor's renewable target, until you know how they're going to get there, until they say this is how we plan to do it, it's impossible. I mean, it's not just through renewable energy certificates. You could do it through wind auctions and emissions regulations and all sorts of
things. Well, it's also, I think, banking on technology improving across a whole lot of levels, including battery life, for instance, storage.
That's right. And look, even a few years ago, the estimate of how much power would be generated, say, from solar rooftops was, I think, about 4,000 gigawatts by 2020. That's now on target for 14,000. So it's pretty, because it's just been so popular and the technology's advanced so much and the price has come down. So really trying to forecast between now and 2030, there's a very good chance technology will get ahead of where we're all thinking anyhow. So having said that, I think it's still Labor will be under some pressure to put some definition on this before the election.
Phil, the issue of marriage equality back on the agenda, Labor's conference voted for a conscience vote for 4 years, but then a binding vote. You've spoken with Scott Morrison. He's opposed to change on marriage equality, but he says that that motion by Labor, that decision, has made a mockery of its push for the coalition to hold a conscience vote, and Tony Abbott will be even less inclined to support one now for Liberal MPs. Is he right, or is this trying to blur the issue, given Labor MPs are locked into a conscience vote for the next 4 years? You think this might be done by then,
Fran. This is absolutely predictable. This is absolutely predictable, and this is what Bill Shorten warned and Anthony Albanese tried to stop his faction doing was bringing in a binding vote, and the Liberals don't care whether it's, you know, whether it's next week or in 4 years' time. I mean, Abbott is vehemently opposed to gay marriage. He really wants to stop it coming up this year. He doesn't even want to have a debate. And now the fact that Labor has effectively bound its MPs in 4 years' time, put a shot clock on it if you like, that's all they needed. I spoke to a bunch of Conservative Liberals on Sunday night after the Labor motion went through, and they went, beauty, this will kill it off. But that was their first reaction. That was their instant gut reaction. And
so what about the Liberals who are in favour of marriage equality? Are they going to push for it to come up in the spring session?
Yes, they are, and they're unhappy. They're unhappy at the Labor left because they said they've just made their own job inside the coalition much harder now, but it hasn't dented their resolve. And, I guess in the eyes of some of the Liberals, Tony Abbott is off the hook, but not with the others. And this still has the potential to get fairly irky, I think, when Parliament resumes. But we haven't heard the Prime Minister on it himself, but certainly those who are rock solid with him inside the party, I believe this is now, played to their favour.
The power of the fig leaf. Phil, thank you very much.
Good on you, friend.
Phil Currie is Chief Political Correspondent for the Australian Financial Review.